WMJC, 1360 AM, Washington Township,
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's Renaissance Radio Station, broadcasting online at WMJC1360.com, a service of Forsyth Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use.
Welcome to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse, the only live radio show in New Jersey that talks about our favorite companion pet, the doggy. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny, and I want to tell you that Thursday in the Doghouse comes live to you each Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30 a.m. right here on WNJC 1360 a.m. Each week, Rini and I, Rini's my co-host, we talk about all things training, behavior, and all subjects related to pet dogs. I mean, once in a while, sometimes we'll talk about cats and other things, but, you know, mostly it's about dogs. And we also interview authors and veterinarians and trainers from all over the country. And this is all to help offer you tips and advice to help make, to help improve the lives of you and your dogs, and all pet owners throughout the Garden State. This week, Rini's not able to join us, so I'm going to be solo, and I'm going to be chewing your ear off about keeping dogs cool. Now, I know that this is something that we probably talked on the show a lot about, but, you know, there was an event last month in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where a woman went to the grocery store, and she let the left her dog in the car. I think it was 2 minutes, and it was a horrific death. And people were standing around watching it, and I'll explain that to you a little while. So I know that this might be a subject that we talked about before, but I really want to get the point across that you have to try to keep your dogs cool, and there's a lot of ways to do it. And you know, my lines are open, so if you have some points or you have some questions and you want to talk to me about it, feel free to call the studio at 856-227-1360, and I'll be here to answer any of your questions. And we'll be back in a couple of seconds, but at first I want to take a little bit of a break because I want to share with you some of the services that I offer as a professional trainer and behavior consultant in Central New Jersey.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Thursday in the Doghouse. I am your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny, the only one in the state. And today I'm going to be talking to you about keeping your dogs cool. And I know that this is something that we talked a lot about. I'm sure that we've discussed a lot about it in past shows. But, you know, I mean, it's just been horrendously hot outside. I mean, let's face it, it's been miserable. And, you know, last month I got together with a bunch of friends of mine, and we were talking about the heat, and just that day, I mean, it was like probably about 30 days to today, a woman in Monmouth County, New Jersey, it was down like in like the Monmouth Beach area, Middletown, it was around that area, she took a dog with her to the store, and she left the dog in the car. It couldn't have been more than 2 minutes. I mean, literally, she ran in and ran out, and when she got to the car, the dog was foaming from the mouth, and she put it out on the sidewalk, and a whole group of people was standing there. I mean, this dog had a horrific death. Drooling, panting. I mean, it succumbed to the heat. It just dropped dead right there. And the police came and everything, and I mean, the woman was hysterical. She loved this dog more than anything in the world. And, I mean, they didn't press charges on her, because she was obviously so bereft over the loss of her dog. And, you know, we say this over and over again, do not leave your dogs in a car. I don't care if it's for 3 seconds or 3 minutes. And even if you have the air conditioner running, do not do it. Because you can get out of the car, and your car could stall. And in this kind of heat, the way that we're having it right now, I mean, the temperature of a car could go up to 120 degrees in about, I don't know, half a minute. So, you know, even if you leave the windows open, it's really unhealthy for dogs. And they just can't get the air that they need, and it's a horrible, horrible death. And recently, actually just this month, I posted on my column on NJ.com, my Inside Jersey column that I have, Inside Jersey Magazine. I've listed a whole bunch of, like, products that you can get to help keep your dog cool. But before we go into that, I really want to talk about some of the common things that people do to try to, they think it's to helping the dog, and they're actually not. The number one thing, please don't shave your dog. I know that, you know, like, when we're, you know, in the summer, we're like, oh, I'm going to get a crew cut, you know, I'm going to cut my hair off because I don't like it sticking in my neck. But even, you know, long-coated breeds, they do much better with their hair, with their fur. So, you know, shaving a dog, like a sheepdog, or, you know, a Lhasa Apso or a Shih Tzu, you know, you think you're doing your dog a justice by cutting the hair off because it's going to keep them cooler, but it actually has the opposite effect. Now, it might be better for you because you don't have to groom your dog and, you know, finger around for ticks and all that kind of stuff, but their fur serves a purpose, and it's to regulate their body temperature. So, you know, if it's really hot, that coat that they have is going to cool their body. If it's really cold out, it's going to warm their body. So don't mess with the fur. Okay? Don't mess with the hair, like they say. Saturday Night Fever. Anyway, inside joke. So you want to not have hair, you know, cut. The other thing, now that's really probably one of the only things that you shouldn't do, and there's a lot of other things you shouldn't do. Obviously, you shouldn't leave the dog in a car. You shouldn't leave the dog outside without cold water. You shouldn't be taking your dog to the beach. I know, oh, you think it's great, take the dog to the beach, but that sand is hot. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I go to the beach, I wear all kinds of gear on my feet just to walk to find a spot in the sand. And your dog's pads, you know, they protect their feet, but I'll tell you, that sand is a scorcher, and it's really bad for them, especially since dogs sweat through their feet. So that's like, you know, taking, you know, hot packs and putting it underneath your armpits. I mean, it's miserable. But I want to talk about a couple of products that are out there, and they're easily obtainable, and they're really cool. And one of the top of my list is a product called Frosty Bowls, and that's Frosty spelled regular, and B-O-L-Z, B-O-W-L-Z. And what it is it's a regular stainless steel water bowl, but what happens is you fit it over this non-toxic frozen center core, so it's like this plastic insert. It looks just like the bowl itself, and I think it's like blue, and it's filled with like this gel, and you freeze it, and if you put it down and you put the bowl right on top of it, and that keeps the water ice cold for the majority of the day, and then at the end of the day you put it back in the freezer and you do it for the next day. So if your dog likes to spend a lot of time outside, having fresh water is okay, but you know, if it's sitting in the blazing sun, I mean, you know, you're talking about drinking 90-degree water, and I don't think anybody's going to find that refreshing. So this is a great product. It's not expensive. I mean, relatively, considering that you probably have this the rest of the dog's life, it's about $32. And you can get that at frostybowls.com. That's F-O-R-F-R-O-S-T-Y-B-O-W-L-Z.com. It's about $32. there's another cool product that I really like, and it's called a cooling bandana. And it's constructed from cotton polyester, and it fits around the dog's neck. And it's filled with a non-toxic polymer crystals, and it provides hours of cooling relief. So this is really great if you want to take your dog, like, say, hiking, or, you know, you're going to go for a walk and it's really hot. This thing will keep your dog's neck cool, and it helps regulate the body temperature, and it's reusable. So, like, when you're done with it, you can throw it in the washing machine. You take the cover off of it, you throw it in the washing machine, and this thing is like $5. It's $5. And you could get that from Drs. Foster Smith, and you could go to their website. That's DrsFosterSmith.com. Drs. Foster Smith, and that's $5. You know, at my own house, I mean, I kind of really try to go great lengths to keep my dogs cool. So, you know, obviously I don't shave them, but I do provide them with a lot of water outside, and I also have a little swimming pool for them. So, you know, I fill up the doggy pool every other day. You don't want to get, like, and it's a baby pool, it's a little kid's pool, you can get one at Toys R Us, you know, like $12, and it folds up, it's wonderful. But you don't want to leave that water in there too long, because, like, after a day or so, like a day and a half, 2 days, mosquitoes start to lay larvae in there, and pollen falls in there, and you really want your dogs to have, because they're going to be drinking that water too, as well as laying in it, and so what you want to do is just empty the pool, refill it with fresh water. If you can, try to clean it out a little bit, and just try to refill it every day. Don't add to the water. Make sure you empty that pool completely, refill it completely, do that every other day. Another product that I love, and, you know, a lot of people are really familiar with this, is Frosty Paws. And it's ice cream for dogs. And it's fortified with protein, vitamins, and minerals. And it's a really good, wholesome, frozen ice cream snack. And dogs love it. I haven't met a dog yet that doesn't love it. And you could get that at Walmart. You could find it at your local grocer. Usually they have them in the pet food aisle. They have, like, a little freezer. And those are about $6. You know, it's not really tremendously expensive. And it comes four in a package. So if you have a little dog, you can give him one and let him have half of it and then put the other half away for another day. But, you know, it's pretty important to, you know, do everything you can to keep your pets cool. What else did I want to say? Do you have anything to say, Matt? you know, when it comes to walking your dog, you know, I know that we want to give our dogs as much exercise as possible. And, you know, I struggle with this every day in the summer because, you know, my shepherd, I mean, he loves walks more than anything in the world. And he pesters me from the moment I wake up. He follows me throughout the house. I mean, he lives for his walk. And I love giving it to him. He gets so excited. But when it's really hot out, it's really not good for them, you know. I mean, make your walks really brief. And, you know, if you have a dog walker, you know, try to advise them, you know, come early in the day or come, you know, if you're going to walk the dog, you know, during the middle of the day, make it really brief. And by all means, try to walk the dog on grass because the pavement gets so hot. Even light-colored surfaces like cement, it gets really, really hot. So if you could walk the dog on grass, I mean, even if you have to throw him in the car, of course, you're going to be in the car with him. You're not going to leave him in the car alone. But, you know, take him to a park or something and try to find some shady areas to walk him in and make sure you bring water. At PetSmart and Petco and these pet stores, you can find, like, these little collapsible water containers. So if you try to give your dog water from a bottle, it, you know, half of it ends up going on the floor. And these things just fold right up. So you know, you pop it open, you fill it with water, it's nylon. The dog drinks, you know, finishes it up, you fold it back up, you put it in your pocket. But trying to get your dog to drink from a water bottle when it's really thirsty is really not such a great idea. But again, like I said, you know, try to walk the dog on grass. I want to talk about the dog's body a little bit and how it regulates its body temperature. And most of us know that, you know, a dog pants through its mouth, and that's how it cools its central core, is through panting. But they also sweat from their paws, too, and not many people know this. And dogs will sweat when they're hot, and they'll also sweat when they're nervous. So you'll see sometimes you'll go into, like, a shelter situation, like a really bad one, like a crazy one, the kill shelter maybe, and you see lots of sweaty paw prints on the bottom of the crates and stuff, and that's because the dogs are really nervous. But they do perspire through their feet. So it's important that you keep the feet cool. And, you know, someone said recently, and I don't know where I heard it, that you could just toss water on the floor and let them walk on the water so that their paws get damp. And that can help cool their central temperature. So, you know, if you have a deck outside, we don't really give these things too much thought. You know, you can, you know, have like this beautiful yard full of grass, but, you know, your dog has to walk on that deck to get to the grass. And if it's a dark colored deck or a dark wood deck, it's going to be really, really hot. So, you know, what I suggest is, you know, get the hose out, spray down the deck before the dogs go out there, or even, you know, find your worst sheets, you know, the ones that have holes in them, the ones that you put on the bed last when everything else is dirty. You know, get a sheet and just lay it on the deck. That way they can walk safely, you know, to the grassy area. Or you could even lay down, you know, towels, you know, those ratty towels that we have and that we keep aside to clean our cars and stuff. You know, you can lay those around so at least the dog can walk on something that's cool. They also release heat through their fur, and they regulate their temperature through the fur. And I had mentioned that earlier. Please don't shave your dog. Because shaving it is going to prevent them from cooling their body. If you have kitties, and I have kitties, and I have a catio for my kitties, so they can go outdoors and enjoy trees and catnip and all that kind of stuff without, you know, running away, because it's an enclosure. But you know, I don't let my cats go out on that when it's really hot. And when I do, if it's not really hot and it's just warm, I have a big bowl of water that I put out there. And, you know, cats, they do like to play with the water. As long as you don't force water on them, they're pretty curious with it, you know, and they play with it. But what you can also do with the kitties, you can take, they sell like this cat milk at the store, and it's called Whiskers cat milk. And what you can do is you can get an ice cube tray and fill it with the Whiskers and freeze it. And cats love this stuff. They love it. So what you could do is you could take the ice cube out and get like a big bowl and put the ice cube in the bowl. And they'll swat it around. They'll love it because it'll be flying all over the dish. And they'll also be able to lick it and have like a nice cool treat to play with. And you could use a standard ice cube tray. You fill it with Whiskers cat milk and you freeze it overnight. It'll provide the cat with hours of cool enjoyment, and it costs about $1.20. I think it's like $1.20. And sometimes if you could buy a whole bunch of them together, like it's like a 3-pack, it really shouldn't cost you more than like $2-3. There's a really cool pool that I saw online. I saw it on Amazon, and it's kind of expensive, though, so you may want to, you know, put it in the budget for next year. But it's a bone-shaped dog pool, and it's called One Dog, One Bone, and it's, like, really heavy-duty, this thing. It's, like, really heavy-duty plastic, and it's a play pool for dogs, and it's tougher than nails, and can provide your dog with hours of relief from the summer heat, and it's easy to clean because it's hard, so you can get in there with, you know, a cloth and empty it out. And it's about $160. That's kind of steep. But you know, if you have a bigger dog, this might be worth the investment because they can't really chew it. They really can't do much destruction to it. And it's pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty cool object to have laying around. Another thing that I love is called the Drinkwell Lotus Pet Fountain, and it's a ceramic fountain, and it has easy access elevated drinking area. So the water comes out in a bit, and it drips down, and, you know, animals love it. Even cats love this thing. And the, because the water's circulating throughout the day, it doesn't stay stagnant. So you'll probably save some money on your water bill. Not that you, not that you're spending a tremendous amount of money, you know, emptying and filling pet trees, but, you know, it will save some of your sewage bill. And you can, it runs all day, but, you know, again, it's kind of like the pet pool that we were talking about. You really want to clean this thing daily. And at least maybe once a week put it in the dishwasher to kill any bacteria. And it is dishwasher safe. And it comes with a filter. And you could get it at PetSmart. It's $64. And again, you know, something like this would last for years. As long as it's not being knocked around. And it's just a really cool object. And, you know, if you have cats, they're going to like it, too. And I actually have been considering buying one for my cats for their catio because they like to go out there. And they do like to drink the water out there. Another really cool thing that I like that I saw when I was, you know, researching for this article, and this is really good for geriatric dogs, you know, elderly dogs that are having a hard time getting around. They can't really take the heat, or if, you know, if they go and lay in the yard, they're too exhausted really to get up, and so they'll lay out there longer than they really want to. And it's called a bed cooling insert. And basically what it is a flat gel pack insert. So it's soft and it's filled with gel, and you could put that in the freezer or put it in the refrigerator. And it's PVC coated. Which is great. So you could put that in the freezer, and then you slip it inside your pet's bed, or you could buy the cover that they sell for it, and it slips right in there, and it keeps the pets cool. So if you have, like, an elderly dog that doesn't get around much or likes to lay down, that is a really, really good way to keep the dog cool, especially if you don't have air conditioner. I don't know who doesn't, but I'm certain that some people don't have air, especially if you like from the city and you come down to the shore and you have a shore house, you may not necessarily have air conditioning. And you know what? You might be able to deal with it, you know. Don't forget you're opening the refrigerator quite a number of times a day. The freezer, you're getting cool air. You're drinking iced tea and soda and water and all these kinds of cool things, but your dog really's not getting any of that. And it really needs an air conditioning unit. So if you can't put an air conditioning in unit to keep the dog cool, then you really want to go and get one of these inserts. And again, that's available at Doctors Foster Smith. I said the website before, but it's a little tricky. It's DrsFosterSmith.com, and they're pretty cheap. I mean, this is $20, and it can keep your dog cool the whole summer. The bed is $50, but if you're like me, I mean, you could go get one of these beds, and you know, the inside comes out, you know, the outside comes out, and you can wash it. So when you put it back on the bed, you just slip this cooling insert in it, and it'll keep the dog cool, you know, the majority of the day. If you guys have any questions or if you'd like any comments, you know, feel free to give me a call. The number is 856-227-1360. If you have any questions about keeping your pets cool, feel free to call in. I'm going to be wrapping up the show. It's like 10:24, and we got like 5 minutes left. But I kind of want to bring up a hot topic. You know, just recently, like I think it was like July 31st, August 2nd, or something like that, the Supreme Court of New Jersey ruled that you can't sue for emotional distress for the loss of a pet. And you can't do it even if your dog was violently killed in front of you. And this stemmed from a case between two neighbors up in Morris Plains, Joyce McDougall and Charlotte Lamb. Joyce McDougall's dog got attacked by Charlotte Lamb's dog and died. And this happened on June 7, 2007. And the dog was named Angel, and it was mauled to death. And, you know, this is a single mother living with three kids. And she sued for emotional distress and the cost to replace the dog, which was about $13.95. I don't know what she was suing for emotional distress for. I don't know how much money that was. But I'm sure it was a sizable amount. But, you know, after a lot of deliberation and years of debating this issue, the Supreme Court finally ruled that you cannot sue for emotional distress. And they said that, you know, the reason why they do that is because, you know, a dog is property. It's not considered a family member. And, you know, a lot of people would tend to disagree. I know I disagree. Victor Buddy Amato, who is the chief law enforcement officer for the Monmouth County SPCA, said on NewJersey.com that, you know, when asked about his own dogs, you know, he said they're a member of his family. And they're as family as you can get. And he says, I don't understand that logic. Do I agree with that decision? Absolutely not, he said. Officer Amato also said that owners should automatically be allowed to sue in cases where a person intentionally kills a pet. And I think that this is where it gets, Officer Amato has a great point here, when a person intentionally kills a pet. And I know it was very tragic, and I kind of agree with the Supreme Court ruling. You know, it might be controversial, but, you know, this wasn't a person that killed a dog. Was it the person's recklessness for not being able to control a dangerous dog in the neighborhood and having it kill a neighbor's dog? Absolutely. So, I mean, ultimately, the person is at fault. But this was an event that involved two animals. It didn't involve, you know, intentionally killing from another human being. And, you know, on that end, I disagree with the Supreme Court's ruling. I mean, I see in this case that it was just, and the decision was probably, a good one. But, you know, in the case like the Patrick case, the pit bull that was, you know, tossed in the garbage, down a laundry chute, in, I think it was Newark, New Jersey. I mean, this dog was emaciated and beaten. I mean, terrible, terrible. And they found the person that did it. And, you know, as far as, if that was my dog, say Patrick was owned by somebody, and he was taken, or somebody was watching him, and they did this to the dog, I certainly think you should be able to sue for emotional distress. And what about the distress of the animal? So I think that we have a long way to go, in situations like this. I think that there's going to be a lot more cases where people are going to try to have this overturned. But right now, there are a few states that allow emotional distress or mental anguish or distress cases of pets to be awarded, and that's in Louisiana, Florida, and Hawaii. In those states, you can sue for emotional distress, but you can't in New Jersey. So if you have a small dog or any dog or any cat, you know, you want to make sure that you're protecting that animal as much as possible. If there's dangerous dogs in your area that you feel that your animal is at risk, you know, contact the local SPCA, your local police department, file a complaint, so that the public is aware of the danger. But I think it's pretty sad. You know, I know that my dogs are a member of my family, and if I saw that they were violently killed, you know, I would want something, not for me, but for my animal. You know, that's really terrible. But look, we're running out of time, and I just want to let you know, I'm not sure what our subject is going to be next week. I know that, I think that Reenie has a guest coming on. But this has been Thursday in the Doghouse. I am your host, Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny, and I hope that you will join us next week when Reenie returns to the air. Have a great weekend.
I'm glad you're home, but where you been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop. If I don't get out soon, the court's gonna pop. Twist and shout, ooh.
gotta go out.
Well, I'd love to stay and talk, of course. But I really need to see you, man.
This is 1360 AM, WNJC, Washington Township, Philadelphia. Philadelphia's Renaissance Radio Station. Brought to you from Forsyth Broadcasting. Or listen to us at WNJC1360.com.